Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
We hit 4 o'clock on Wednesday, October 22nd, the start of the NBA regular season tonight. The Knicks are taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And despite our recent argument, I want to make this very clear, Teague.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if the Cavs win by 50. That will not exonerate them as the postseason frauds they've proven to be. The only thing that will exonerate them is winning in the postseason.
Of course. I mean, that's obvious. I'm just saying, with all of the talk that the Cavs stink, the last thing you want is them to beat the Knicks tonight by 50.
Look,
or 20, or whatever the heck it is.
And I know this is a very...
Of course it doesn't matter. It's game one of 82.
Well, and that's the weird thing about the NBA season, so I'm going to tell you something that is a little contradictory. I love this. I love the 82-game grind. I do. I love everything about the NBA regular season. Maybe I'm only in the 5%.
Mm-hmm.
I love it while also acknowledging that for a team at the level of the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, these individual games do not mean much.
Right.
So if you're going to the Garden tonight, have a great time. Get involved in the game. Be into the game. I know I would be. But also understand, win, lose, or draw, as we went through all of last year, it is about April. It is about being healthy in April. It is about playing your best basketball in April. And so these regular season games, and I hope we learn the lesson from last year, because I can't tell you how many times I heard the Knicks can't beat good teams. Can't beat good teams because of what happened in regular season games. I know you pay top dollar,
right?
And we get into it. It's October. It doesn't mean anything come April. And so this is the beginning of an 82-game, I don't want to say exhibition, that is way too strong, but an 82-game march to the inevitable playoff test. And so don't get too high. And don't get too low over the course of these 82 games,
mm-hmm.
because the eyes on the prize is simple. The New York Knicks need to make the NBA Finals. They have made progress every year. In my opinion, as I stated, they are the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. NBA windows do not last very long.
Right.
They got to get there. That is it. Anything short of getting there would be seen as a massive disappointment. And I think we could all agree on that.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Sports Talk, by the way, on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
And that's why, Like, obviously, once you get there, you got to win. And I've said that all the time as a sports fan, even in a surprise year. Once you're there, you don't want to miss that opportunity. As we sit here on October 22nd, I say this with a straight face and I say this calmly. The New York Knicks are the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. If they don't come out of the Eastern Conference, that's a disappointment. Mm. I do not believe they are the most talented team in the NBA. I believe the Denver Nuggets are a more talented team.
Right.
I believe the Oklahoma City Thunder are a more talented team. And while I'm intrigued by the Rockets because of their ridiculous amount of size, the Rockets could be a better team. But those other two teams I mentioned, I believe very firmly, are better than the New York Knicks. So calmly, without passion, I would tell you, get to the NBA Finals. Anything short is a disappointment. Losing to a team that I think is better than you would be, all right, at least we took another step. But hey, the Thunder are better.
Yeah, but it just if that happens and lose to a team that's better that's not better than them, then you get panicky.
Yeah, and that's what could lead to major changes.
Right.
But I think that the East, and obviously we have 82 games for our opinions to change. I happen to think the Orlando Magic are on the rise, and they're going to be an incredibly good team this year. They also haven't won a playoff round yet, and so. When we get to April, even if the Magic win 55 games, which, believe it or not, I think they have a chance to do, the Knicks still have that edge, that postseason edge that the Orlando Magic tried to learn the last couple of years, but they got knocked out each time. So I think this is a finals or bust year. I don't think it's a championship or bust year because that would be me telling you they're better than the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I don't think that they are.
I'll tell you this, though. What a great year. But if you get there, you might as well win it, right?
Well, and that's always my preface. Obviously, once you're there, the expectations
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. And it could be an injury.
Even though it's less so in the NBA.
Yeah.
The better team usually wins.
But injuries happen.
Right.
I mean, we saw a guy tear his Achilles in Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year. And how great is it to have the NBA on NBC back? I thought last night their coverage was awesome, mainly because they gave us the national anthem and the starting lineups. It's such a simple thing. It is such a simple, stupid thing.
Do they not
thing.
Usually give the national anthem?
Dude, I haven't seen it in years.
I don't even know if I notice it, and it's probably because they don't do it.
They don't do it.
Hmm.
They do not do it. And last night, when I put that on and I saw the national anthem, which was so beautifully sung, the lineups being announced, even if you could barely hear the audible PA announcer, that was awesome. And I think NBC did an utterly brilliant job. I hope they keep that going for every game that they have. Because it adds a flavor to it. And I hope that MSG tonight, because I ain't watching ESPN, I'm going to watch MSG. I wish the Garden did that. Show me the starting lineup tonight. Right.
Do they do that in the NFL?
No.
No.
Not the national anthem either?
Because
I'm always there. Like the last 3-4 years, I've been at a game. So I'm always there.
Only the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time. I mean, maybe a championship game, but I don't remember it.
Every once when like 9/11 falls on a football game, they'll show that.
True. Right. Because I feel like I see it, but I think I'm because I'm always at a game.
In the stadium.
Sure. Yeah.
Or in a stadium. That's right.
It adds something to it. So
I agree.
NBC Peacock coverage was freaking awesome last night. Tirico did a wonderful job. I watched the first game. The second game I could not hang out for. I went to sleep. But I thought that Tirico was great. I thought that Jamal Crawford was Reggie Miller was great.
Come on. Put some respect on Jamal Crawford's name.
I like Jamal as a person. I didn't think his analysis was very good.
We disagree. I think he's great.
Are you saying that as a fan?
That as once Clyde retires, I think he should get that gig. That's
really?
How good I think he is.
Oh, I
think
see,
he's excellent.
I got to see more than that.
I mean, he's done a lot of Knick games.
I mean, if you're saying he's better than Wally Szczerbiak, fine. That's not saying much.
You said it, not me, but Wally's a little.
I did say it. I mean,
dull, to say the least.
Okay.
Okay, but I would say Crawford should
I
be
like
the guy.
Wally.
Well, it's not player. Nothing personal, Long Island guy. But he's a little, a little dry.
Okay. Wow. Now you said that. That seems
well. You said
mean.
It first, so well, I said it second.
I've said it.
So the headline
times.
Will say Evan Roberts hosts calls Wally Szczerbiak boring.
It wouldn't be a headline. I've said it 500 times.
His
I like
producer
Wally.
Added he was dry.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'll go further. I think he's bad. But so is Jamal Crawford last.
Jamal
night.
Crawford is not bad. That's where we disagree.
I think Jamal has a chance to grow and become good. But last night I didn't think he really offered anything. To be honest with you, and the Durant timeout, non-timeout. Let me just say this. Durant screwed up because he called a timeout with about a second to go after that missed shot at the end of the first overtime.
Yes.
I am glad the officials didn't call it because I also believe in spirit of the rule. When Chris Webber with the Fab Five called the timeout, remember he almost traveled. It was 10 seconds to go. That, to me, you have to call.
Right.
On a missed shot at the end of, in this case, the first overtime, calling it with less than a second to go and having the Thunder win the game on free throws feels like overkill to me.
It would have been so anticlimactic for what was a great game.
Yes.
And the way that, and again, Kevin Durant ultimately committed the foul that led to them losing the game anyway. So, but it would have been, we would have talked about the refereeing decision as opposed to the game.
100%.
And that, and so I don't know if they can realize that in real time, but unless it's egregious and there's 2 seconds left, let it go.
Yeah, I think if you're trying to call a timeout with 10 seconds to go, like right. Chris Webber did, that's very different. Yes. When there's less than a second to go,
right.
Let's not bother. Let's get back to your calls. Been a very busy show today. We've hit on a lot of huge topics. Justin Fields reacting to the comments of Woody Johnson. Aaron Glenn reacting to the comments of Woody Johnson. Giant fans kind of handling the emotion of how difficult Sunday's loss was. Andrew Friedman saying the reason the Dodgers win is everyone else in baseball is lazy. And obviously the Knicks, as we get you set for opening night.
In particular, the stars in baseball
yes.
are lazy.
Yeah, everyone else has lazy stars, and the Dodgers have stars that work hard.
Wow.
Let's go to Steve in Bound Brook, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Evan, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, Tiki.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Evan, I haven't spoken to you since 2008 when you were doing Middays with Bedango, and I spoke to Leonard Marshall that day. He was a guest on your show.
Wow. It took you 17 years to call back. Well, welcome back.
Well, listen, I call Boomer and Gio all the time. I don't usually, you know, I'm too busy watching you on SNY.
All right.
Tiki.
What up?
Tiki, we miss you on Housewives. You weren't on this entire season.
I was just there for the beverages.
How cool is Frank Catania in real life?
Oh, he's great. They're all great. The dudes were not the issue. I'll leave
it
at that.
I hear you. Hey, Evan.
Yes.
Evan, that presidential, Lou Gower, Tommy was right. That presidential reference was from Walter Mondale in the 1984 debate against Reagan. He tried to corner Reagan with some type, I forget why he even said it.
So, by the way, two things.
He was talking about...
He was not talking about Reagan. It was actually a Democratic primary against Gary Hart. But good call by Lugie. He was right about Mondale.
Yeah.
So it was against a fellow Democrat, Gary Hart, who I think that was the race he had to drop out of because he was having sex with somebody.
Stop.
I'm not joking.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Gary Hart was in a sex scandal.
Oh, wait, I do remember this.
Like he was screwing. Nowadays, it doesn't matter, apparently. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, Gary Hart had to drop out. So the where's the beef came from a presidential campaign, man. We've been on a lot of campaigns today. Yeah. Good shot, and good job by you, Tommy.
It's almost November.
That's true.
Election season.
We got a mayoral election.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll say this again. If you work in New York City, you should be allowed to vote for New York City mayor. I really believe that.
It affects us because of the congestion.
It affects us on every level.
On every level.
And it bothers me because I think there's another debate tonight, which we all should watch, even if you don't live in New York City and can't vote. Hmm. Like, I would like my voice heard. Sean should have his voice. Well, maybe not Sean.
Yeah.
Tiki should have his voice heard.
I need to know the candidates first.
Oh, come on. You don't know the three candidates?
I know. Now I know the three.
Yeah, I was making him listen to Curtis Lee and Sid earlier today, their exchange.
He's like, listen to what Curtis had to say. Curtis,
that was a little heated.
Yeah, it was great. Sean's like, who the hell is Curtis? Yeah. He's the Republican nominee, Curtis Lee.
Now I know.
You know who he is, man. He wears the beret. He's been in the city for a million years, guarding angels. You've probably met him a bunch of times.
Maybe I have. The name didn't ring a bell. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. Tommy, have you decided who you're voting for?
Not yet. I'm still grasping the fact that even though I live in Queens, that's still considered New York City, which I vehemently disagree with.
Oh, my God.
I vehemently disagree.
Then have a Queens exit or whatever. Do you know who the three candidates are?
I do.
Okay, good. Step one has been completed, D. Mm-hmm. But you have not decided who you're voting for?
Still going through the tapes.
That is private. I'm not certainly going to make you endorse anybody on the air. I was just more curious.
No, Republicans buy shoes. You know, Democrats buy shoes. We don't want to alienate anybody.
And independents, too.
Independents, as Evan would say.
Even though they're Democrats.
Let's go to Rory in East Rockaway. What's up, Rory?
So, Evan, you're the leader of the Coalition of Nickhaters, correct?
Yes, proudly.
Definitely.
Let's go, Knicks.
You have an objective view on the talent on this roster and cannot come up with one that is better in the East.
Is
Jalen Brunson not the best superstar in the East?
There is not objectively a better roster in the Eastern Conference than the New York Knicks.
Okay, so what is the lunatic behind the glass that you're giving way too much mic to talking about? He's just a hater.
He's going to cry
about his Yankees, he's going to cry about his Rangers, and he's going to openly cry about the Giants.
Rory, do you have two ears? Do you have two ears? Did I ever say that the Knicks don't have the most talent in the East? Is that what I argued with Evan? My point was...
No, you're saying they're frauds or this and that.
Rory, I was saying is if you call the Cavs frauds, you cannot ignore that the Knicks keep losing to the Pacers in the playoffs.
That's all he was saying, is that if the Cavaliers are frauds, then so are the Knicks.
Which is obviously an objectionably awful and not true statement.
Okay. I mean, the Cavs, with all their injuries, lost to the same Pacer team when the Knicks were pretty healthy last year, but okay.
One of the big reasons the Knicks kept losing to the Pacers, in my opinion at least, is because the Pacers have a better head coach. Now, you want to argue Mike Brown's not better than Rick Carlisle, but Rick Carlisle had a lot to do with the fact that the Pacers beat the Knicks. That's just the reality. They had the better head coach. So that doesn't really speak to the players. It just speaks to the coach.
Right, especially when the games come down to plays at the end.
Adjustments, stuff like that. Exploiting the team's weaknesses that you're playing.
I also think the injury excuse is very disingenuous.
It is, but
on the Cavs, Like, they lost to the Pacers in five. And yes, Darius Garland was banged up.
And Mitchell was banged up and playing through.
Oh, my
too.
God. Who
the bottom
cares,
line, but the bottom line is this, because it's getting to your next question. Who did the Knicks and Cleveland Cavaliers both meet their end result with last
the
year?
The Indiana Pacers, okay. Whose best player is out for the season with a torn Achilles. If okay. He was healthy, we'd be having a different discussion.
But my point is, you're calling the Cavs frauds when last year's version of the Cavs and last year's version of the Knicks both got eliminated by the same team.
Give me the resume of Cleveland Cavalier playoff series victories.
I don't care about that.
Okay, so then
last year.
The Knicks have won. The Knicks actually have a resume of impressive series victories. The Cavs don't. So putting the Knicks on the Cleveland level in terms of playoff accomplishments is disingenuous or it's a lie.
The Knicks.
So you tell me, are you disingenuous or are you a liar?
I'm neither. The Knicks didn't have as good a regular season and
means
the seeding
nothing.
Happened. Well, let me play it out for you. They lost to the Pacers last year. So if they were in that second round series instead of Cleveland versus the Pacers, they could have easily lost to them there, and we never know if they beat the Celtics. And what if the Cavs were healthy and beat the Celtics?
Now, that's the key question, and this is the real test. Do you think, even healthy, the Cleveland Cavaliers were ever beating the Boston Celtics?
I don't know, because I didn't think the Knicks were.
Okay.
I didn't think the Knicks were. So how could
you
say
the Cleveland Cavaliers were they were interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got challenged, but then they always found ways, I'm talking about regular season and in the early part of the postseason, to win games. But the Pacers were, they felt like they were a team of destiny.
No, they really did, especially with some of the way they've won games, not just against the Knicks, but even Cleveland. I give you that. Look, Indiana's a very different story, and we have to acknowledge, and there's nothing wrong with this, don't feel bad about this if you're a Knicks fan, that the reason the Knicks are the most talented team in the Eastern Conference is two of the better teams in the East are without their best players.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. And I think we all know that.
Right.
And what I would say is, too bad. Like, that's sports.
Right, of course it is.
There's a chance.
Injuries happen.
Of course. So
now, they shouldn't be happening this much to young players like they have been happening, but it's happening.
If Tatum was healthy, if Tyrese was healthy, are we having a different discussion today? Absolutely. But they're not healthy.
Mm.
And so the Cleveland Cavaliers, who had a wonderful regular season last year and had a pretty active offseason, they made some interesting moves, bringing in Lonzo Ball. Mm. I think the Knicks are a better team. You agree with that. The other thing that you can't argue with, even though you've attempted to, is that the Knicks have accomplished a lot more in the postseason over the last 2 years than the Cavs have. That's just a fact. And arguing that makes it seem like you're ignoring reality or you're lying.
It's not, Evan.
They beat the Celtics the next day. And if you say Tatum's injury one more time, Tommy, I give you permission to slap him in the face.
Forget that. If the Knicks played well enough to get the one seed, do you think they make the Eastern Conference Finals last year? Yes or no?
What?
Because, no, I'm only saying this to say your argument is ridiculous about who's accomplished more. Both teams.
How is it ridiculous?
Because both teams.
It's cut and dry.
Both teams met their fate versus the same exact opponent in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The difference is the Celtics were better. The Cavs were better and met that team earlier than the Knicks.
I'm going to give you the last word because everyone with a half a brain cell knows you're wrong about this, and that's okay.
I think I could be more right, but okay.
Okay. Let's go to. Who's right, Diggy?
I don't care.
I
just want to see a basketball game tonight.
From a Knicks fan perspective, based on the teams in the Eastern? No?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yes.
A team that I would be more afraid of, probably not the right word, but I would give more respect to in the playoffs is still teams like Boston and teams like Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Heart of a champion, teams that have been there before, where everybody wants to crown the Hawks and crown the Pistons. You got to do it. The Cavs have to do it. They're still in that category.
And I do... It's actually something Sean told me years ago about the Jets. It's football related. But I think it's more so true in the NBA. If you look at these teams that have eventually gotten to the promised land, there's a build. And I don't mean a build of putting a roster together. I mean the build of playoff defeats.
Right.
Like, it is... Can I make another political analogy?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the way the Republican Party used to be. Like, you got to lose the nomination before you win the nomination.
Yeah.
That used to be the deal.
Before we support you and really put our money behind you so you can win, you got to lose a couple times.
Ask John McCain and Mitt Romney. They had to lose the primary before they won the primary.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
He's an exception. That one doesn't work.
Right.
But that's usually the way it was. I believe in the NBA playoffs, you got to lose before you win. And if you look at Milwaukee, if you look at Denver,
mm-hmm.
if you look at Boston, I mean, my God, Boston. Look at Oklahoma City. Got to lose before you win. And I think that I'm seeing the steps from the New York Knicks. I haven't seen the steps from Cleveland. I got to be honest with you.
Well, clearly they've lost in the postseason.
Yeah.
So why can't they be the next one?
Because it doesn't feel like they're even making the steps to get closer. Those other teams did. Like, the steps that I've seen from, it's not there. Mm. And look, if you guys want to make the prediction that this is the year they make the step, Sal said it to me as we were handing off shows. He's like, it's Cleveland. Right. I said, okay.
Who did they sign this offseason?
Well, they added Lonzo Ball. They lost Ty Jerome. New team, who dis? New team, who dis? But they should have a healthy DeAndre Hunter. Darius Garland's going to miss tonight. He should be healthy. We know about Donovan Mitchell. Obviously, his health is a big question because he's had a couple of playoff years now where he hasn't been healthy, right? So his health is a big question. Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, like, they're a very talented team. Not as talented as the Knicks, not as proven as the Knicks. Let's go to Daniel in Texas. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem.
What's up?
Yeah. So you guys were talking earlier about the Broncos and the Saints and which loss was worse. I got to be honest with you. The Broncos loss was way worse because I didn't know what to do with myself after that Broncos loss. And listen, I drove the 6 hours to go watch that Saints game, but I knew what to expect. I'm a New York Giants fan. I have no reason to be optimistic for anything. And at that point, I knew what to expect. But the Eagles win last week, you know, put me up on cloud nine, and the Broncos loss brought me back to reality.
Right.
The team still sucks.
No, they don't suck. You can't go there, Daniel. Look, it's frustrating. They do not suck. When you score 30-plus points on the road against one of the best defenses in football, you don't suck. They don't know how to win yet consistently, but they're definitely not in the suck phase. Last year and the year before, they were playing uncompetitive football. And you could say that. You can say that about the Jets. You can't say that about the Giants.
Vito is in Wontaw. What's going on today, Vito?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
What's up, man?
I hate to pile on Aaron Glenn, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think we all can agree he hasn't been a good coach, and he appears to be over his head. I would argue that I don't think he's a good defensive coordinator. Have you seen what Detroit's defense is doing? The other night, they gave up 9 points to Tampa. They were without Brian Branch. Right. I think it might have been the Lee McLean's first game back. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries as well. And their defense is playing better now.
But I'll tell you why that doesn't bother me. They weren't hiring a defensive coordinator. They were hiring a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen, like, Robert Saleh's a great example of this. Robert Saleh's a good defensive coordinator. But that doesn't matter. I need a good head coach. So the key with Aaron Glenn, and it's not about piling on Aaron Glenn, it's about evaluating him as a head coach. If you don't think he's a good head coach, you have every reason to think that.
Yeah.
I know it's early, but there's no evidence of it. But piling on his defensive coordinator-ness, to me, doesn't matter because they didn't hire a defensive coordinator. They hired a head coach.
They hired a head coach, and when you look at who is now the DC in Detroit, it's Kelvin Shepard. You guys remember, he played for 8 years in the NFL, and he was been at Detroit for the last 4 seasons
mm-hmm.
as the linebacker coach, basically right underneath Aaron Glenn, and then he took over as a defensive coordinator. So there's continuity to everything that they've been doing. And then obviously you get Aiden Hutchinson back, which you lost him for most of the year last year. I forget when he actually got hurt, but their defense has talented players on it. And
yeah.
they have a consistency because they internally filled the defensive coordinator.
You know what really screwed the Detroit Lions? The other day?
What's that?
The Mariners.
Oh, yeah.
Screw them.
Yeah.
Because the Mariners are a reminder that losers will find a way to lose. Mm-hmm. As good as the Lions are. As good as they've been. You know they're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they can't get through.
They're just not going to be able to get through. Just like the Mariners. They had a 3-1 lead. Manager Dan Wilson has a brain lock. It's like, I'm not going to go to best reliever. I'll go to reliever I overused a million times.
Right.
And they lose. So I don't know how it's going to happen, but the Detroit Lions are going to find a Mariner-esque way to not get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just like last year.
Losing
to a rookie quarterback.
You're right, because losers lose, Teak, right?
They do.
That's why, as positive as I am about the Knicks getting to the NBA Finals, I'm not saying they're going to win a championship. I didn't go that far.
Well, take it a step further. Why? Because the Knicks are losers and losers lose.
I've seen them in the Finals. I think some of us have, not all of us. Depends how old you are. That can happen again.
Mm.
But having a parade down the Canyon of Heroes, let's not get crazy. We'll take more of your calls on the Knicks and everything else going on in New York sports, plus the debut of a one-time-only game that we can't wait to play. Tiki Barber will guest host a new game called Brooklyn Net, Random Hockey Player, or Foreign Dignitary. We debut it coming up. A little piece of information that you may not have known. The Brooklyn Nets also start their season tonight.
Oh.
How about that?
I should have known because you and Sean dressed identically today.
Well, not identically. I'm wearing a Net sweatshirt hoodie.
And he's wearing a Net sweatshirt hoodie.
That's true.
Actually, mine doesn't have a hood. So
no hoodie.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
No, they're actually...
the uniform you guys have on.
Thank you. They're playing tonight. The game is right here on WFAN. Loogie will do an extended pregame show leading right up until the opening tip as they take on the Charlotte Hornets. So we figured, since no one knows about the Brooklyn Nets or even cares about the Brooklyn Nets, why don't we play a game to kind of have some fun with them?
Oh, Lord.
So for the first time ever here at WFAN, we present a brand new game. It's trademarked, called Brooklyn Net, Random NHL Player, or Foreign Dignitary.
Hey, Tiki, is that due to Brooklyn Net, a random NHL player, or a foreign dignitary?
Are you ready?
I don't know.
All right. So three choices, obviously.
By the way, I did not study for this at all.
Nobody did. I want everyone to play this game at home. It's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Honest test. When I say this person's name, is this person a Brooklyn Net, a random NHL player, or a foreign dignitary?
Right.
The first name I give you is Igor Zamula. Igor Zamula.
Igor Zamula. Zamula. I'm going to say hockey player, random NHL hockey player.
You got it right. He's a Philadelphia Flyer.
Nice. He's a Flyer.
Nice. Very good. All right. Number two. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kobe Bufkin. Kobe Bufkin. Is that a Brooklyn Net, a random NHL player, or a foreign dignitary?
Foreign dignitary.
You're wrong. He's actually a member of the Brooklyn Nets.
Is he? How old is he?
He was like a former draft pick from 2 years ago, and they got him off waivers. So I would guess he's like 22. Oh,
God.
All right. Our next person is, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Saraf. Ben Saraf.
That's definitely a dignitary.
You are incorrect. That's also a Brooklyn Net.
Minneapolis Nets.
That's a first round pick.
Why do they all sound like...
That's actually the guy we got in the Mikal Bridges trade.
Also, just quickly, Evan may not be aware, Kobe Bufkin no longer a Brooklyn Net.
Oh, he was on the, you know what, he was on the preseason roster. So
he's closer to being a foreign dignitary.
He was a Brooklyn Net, because I don't know if you realize this, it's also anyone who played for the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay, right, that's
yeah. Yeah. Next up, are you ready?
Yes.
Zoran Manalovic. Zoran Manalovic.
Zoran Manalovic. That kind of sounds familiar. I want to say Brooklyn Net.
You're incorrect. He's the prime minister of Croatia.
The Net's still in the league.
That's right. The prime minister of Croatia.
Oh,
all right. Geez. Next up, Alexander Stubb. Alexander Stubb. Is that a Brooklyn Net, random NHL player, or foreign dignitary?
That's an NHL player.
You're incorrect. That is the president of Finland.
The hapless Nets.
Stubb, Finland. Finish.
This is great. All right. Next up. Jalen Chatfield.
Jalen Chat. It's not a Net.
Not a Net. He's ruling out a Net, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a cool enough name to be a dignitary. That's a hockey player.
You're correct. He's on the Carolina Hurricanes. Look at you. You're on fire. How about Jonathan Powell? Jonathan Powell.
Definitely a dignitary.
You're right. He's a British dignitary.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
Not ours, that one.
Yeah. How about Drake Powell? Another Powell.
Drake Powell. It's just like Powell. A cool name.
Yeah.
Nets don't have cool names. They do not have. I want to say NHL player.
Incorrect. Another first round pick of the Brooklyn Nets.
The hapless Nets.
This year?
Yes. Yes. He could be really good.
Clearly, I watched the NHL. The
played NFL, in the ACC.
NBA draft. Did he? For whom?
North Carolina.
Well, UVA sucks, so I didn't watch that.
All right, how about this one? Yinka Dare. Yinka Dare.
Yinka Dare.
Yinka Dare.
That's familiar.
It's familiar. I wonder what that could be.
I can't. It's an athlete.
It's an owl. Oh, he's going athlete.
Mm.
So he's ruling out the dignitary.
Yinka NHL.
Unfortunately, he was a new...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Here's Enet, who passed away.
Yeah.
He was a bust. George Washington, yeah, it didn't work out.
Wait, these are former?
Yeah, he played like 25 years ago, and then he died, unfortunately.
Did he really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, probably. Died like 10 years ago. How long ago did Yanka die? I'm not even sure.
Was he one of those tall, heart things?
He was tall. I don't know. I honestly don't remember how he passed, unfortunately.
Right.
But I thought you were going to say foreign dignitary. Mm. It did not work out. And finally, are you ready?
Yes.
Marko Đurić. Marko Đurić.
Daughter.
Is Marko Đurić a Brooklyn Net, a random NHL player, or a foreign dignitary?
Well, you got to finish with a net, so I'm going to say a net.
Incorrect. That's the foreign minister of Serbia.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
Especially that one.
All right, one more, I promise. Nolan Traore, is that a net, a random NHL player, or a foreign?
It's got to be a net.
There you go.
Finally, I got one of the nets right.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
Yeah, he's another one of those first-round picks. So there you go.
Yinka passed away in 2004 from an arrhythmic heart condition he had in college, and he was 7 foot tall.
Yeah. I kind of remembered that now.
Yes.
Did you said that. Now that I'm reading it also.
How do you think Tiki did in this game?
Brooklyn? I got the hockey players right.
He's ready with his Devils tickets, right?
Hey, the Nets, I don't think he got one right till the very end.
Till the end, because I knew it was a net.
Very exciting. By the way, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. So last night, I'm flipping around. I got the NBA starting. I'm even checking in on the hockey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a casual hockey fan. Right. I'm an Islander fan, but I don't watch every second the way I do with the Nets, the way I do with the other teams. I'm watching the Islander game, and we need to acknowledge that Matthew Schaefer is looking like a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if the lottery was fixed. I don't. Screw the All-Star game. It's not just that he's awesome. Like, he tied the rookie record for beginning your career with a point in every game, which is awesome enough. It's the personality. Do you have this clip of Matthew after the game last night? This was unbelievable. So
right, this is the Islanders, and they
got... Oh, I should explain who it is?
Yes.
He's an Islander.
We explained it when it happened.
I'm sorry.
Because... What did they...
They lost the All-Star game.
They lost the All-Star game, so they... The give back was, all right, you're going to get the number one overall.
That's the accusation, that they won the lottery because they lost the All-Star game.
And they took a local kid.
They took Matthew Schaefer. No, he's not a local kid.
He's
Matthew
not?
Schaefer. No, there was another one who
Here's
was.
There's another kid. That
all right. This guy's Canadian, right? So he's, but he's young. He's very, very young. So they take Matthew Schaefer. He's a defenseman. I don't know much about him, to be honest with you. He makes the team. I'm like, okay, great. Let's see what this kid's got. I'm watching Islander games, and here's the coolest part about this kid. Every time he's on the ice or the puck goes near him, there's a vibe in that building. And here's why. I want you to listen to this audio. This is after the game. He's being interviewed by Shannon Hogan.
Yeah.
Listen to Matthew Schaefer and his personality and just everything about him. I'm in love.
Well, Matthew, is it surreal to hear your name chanted here as you're announced as the first star?
I love this place. Let's go Islanders, baby!
He's like an excited teenager. And I don't know if you guys missed it this morning. I had heard Boomer mentioning this, but we got more detail this morning on Boomer and Geo, where Boomer's daughter called in because Matthew Schaefer is living with her and Matt Martin and the family.
Get out of here.
They got to make a reality show out of this. It was, first of all, it was compelling radio. So great job. Rewind it on the Odyssey app, Boomer and Geo podcast. But she was describing, and she was hilarious, describing, you know, the ground rules of the house.
Right.
How it happened that Schaefer's living with them. And
well, dude, he's 18.
I know! He's 18.
Putting the posters up on the wall.
He's 18.
It's like having a teenage kid.
Yeah, that's what she said. Like, they got another kid. Boomer's got a grandkid. So, he's not only 18 and awesome.
He's a defenseman with 2 goals and 5 assists.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
And the Islanders are winning, at least the last couple of days. And I think he's got a chance to become the king of New York. And I know that it's the Islanders, and that makes it a tougher battle. I understand that. But I want Jalen Brunson and Aaron Judge and even your boy Jackson Dart to just know you're on notice. Mm. That's all. You're on notice. Kids got to do more. Teams got to win. All understand that. But the entire tri-state area and the fact that he is living with Matt Martin and Boomer's daughter, it only adds to this guy is freaking awesome. He's a badass.
He's awesome.
So you know what I did last night? Bought the jersey for both my sons.
Did you? That's a
Not
good job.
Not messing around
you.
Now.
That's a good job.
He's the future. He's a generational talent. He's the future of the New York Islanders. He's the president of the New York Islanders.
He can make your kids care about hockey, too.
We're going to try.
They care about hockey?
Ish. They have enjoyed, like, the mistake I made is I haven't efforted enough to take them to Islander games. I took Jet to one like days before the pandemic. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
And then the second game ever at UBS. And so this is on me. This is about dad. Because look, I've always admitted this. I like hockey. I just don't. I'm not diehard the way I am about basketball, baseball, and football. So it's more like on me to just do a better job of it.
Right.
But this kid is awesome. Even Sean doesn't have a sly comment.
What, is, saying what is Matt doing now?
Matt who?
Martin.
Oh, Matt Martin? Probably dadding.
No, he works for the Islanders.
Oh, yeah. Does he?
He might even be like the assistant GM. Like he got a.
But is it like a real job?
Yes, like he's constantly traveling with him,
good
the
for
whole
him.
Thing. Yeah,
good for
so,
him.
So I mean, I'm pumped about Schaefer. The Rangers signed him in 6 years. I'm going to be ecstatic.
That's your smart ass comment.
It's not a smart ass comment. I'm just looking forward to it.
What would that be? Renting where? Renting.
He's renting in Matt Martin's house.
Written in Matt Martin's house.
Buying in Manhattan.
And buying on Park Avenue.
Right. I'll let you fantasize about that. That's okay. Let's go to Joe in Smithtown. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So you guys touched a little bit on the Ray McLeod signing for the Giants, but there was another move made today that I think is a little bit bigger of a deal, and that's Graham Gano being designated to return and begin practicing again. And I find the timing of this to be incredibly fishy. this is either the best timing in the world or he is being rushed back.
Fishy,
and
why?
We're setting ourselves up.
Fishy because...
Because if he was... Because Mikitamy just got cut and just missed two field goals on Sunday. Is Graham Gano actually healthy? Is he actually ready to come back?
I think it's why they cut him, though. Mikitamy, by the way. I think it's why they cut him. Mikitamy.
So, because Gano, well, they were going to cut him either way, though. After that performance, there's no way he could have kicked again for the Giants.
I mean, if they didn't have, if Graham Gano wasn't,
then Koo would have been the kicker.
I don't know why Koo's not getting an opportunity. I get, like,
he should.
It doesn't feel like he's washed.
But isn't he a better option than Mikitamy? Look at what just happened.
Definitely, because he's had a long-ish career.
The real question,
by the way, special assistant to the general manager. That's what his role is.
Is that a real gig though?
That's what CC did for the Yankees.
Okay.
And then he now is the special assistant to the commissioner.
Because I think that was the same job George Costanza had with the Yankees.
No, that was the assistant to the traveling secretary.
Oh, that's
yes.
That's a good point.
Right.
The real question around Graham Gano is, can you trust him to actually get through a full game without injuring something?
Well, not even get through a full game. It's can you get to the game?
Right, that too. That too.
That's happened literally twice.
Can they dress to and activate two kickers?
Yeah, you can, but why would you?
Because of this mess?
This is a rare instance I think you have to.
You can't afford to have that happen again.
This regime cannot afford Graham Gano to get hurt in warm-ups.
I agree.
Let's go
because it's less than 90 minutes from kickoff when they have to make the decision. You start warming up after that, and then you get hurt.
And
you're stuck.
Unrecoverable as a regime if you allow that to happen again.
Again.
It'd be like the fourth time. Let's go to Matt in the Bronx. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Listen, I'm the least impressive Matthew in New York, but I hope you enjoy this phone call. Listen, talking about the Knicks, I know you guys are going back and forth about the whole Knicks being frauds or the Cavs being a fraud. Listen, as much as sometimes Evan gets me upset, I have to agree with him, man. You cannot compare the Knicks and the Cavs when it comes to the playoffs because the Cavs have been shaky since this dynasty has been when Donovan Mitchell came from the Jazz and stuff like that. And on top of that, you know, a point that Evan made that if Jason Tatum or Haliburton wasn't injured, that this conversation would be different. I honestly don't think so. Because if you look at the teams now, the Boston Celtics are a completely different team, and so are the Pacers.
Right.
The Pacers don't have Miles Turner anymore.
Yep.
And Miles Turner
was a pain in the butt.
He was literally the pain in our derriere as Knicks fans. And also, you know, like what Tommy said to Sean, hey, you got to put some respect on the Pacers' names, man, because if Haliburton don't go down game 7, I don't think OKC would have had it that easy. You know?
Nah, man, I thought even when he did go down that they were going to find a way.
Yeah.
Look,
because they felt like a team of destiny.
They did, and some of their miraculous victories against Cleveland, against the Knicks, and even taking such a talented Thunder team. I mean, think about it. If you watched the game last night, a lot of the talk around the Thunder is how they're building a dynasty.
Yeah.
Well, that dynasty had to win a 7th game at home against the plucky little Pacers.
Right, who lost Tyrese Haliburton.
Right. So, look, the debate of what we would be saying about Boston or Indiana, it is actually irrelevant because those guys aren't walking through the door. Here's what I know. In the recent Cleveland era, we'll call it the Donovan Mitchell era, they have had 3 very solid regular seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They won 51 games. They won in the high 40s. And then last year, they put up the absurd number of 64 wins. They have won 2 rounds. That is it. And those 2 rounds are against a 37-win play-in Miami Heat team. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a young Magic team that they escaped. They have a lot to prove.
Of course.
They have more to prove than any other real contender in the Eastern Conference. Yes, the Knicks haven't gone to a finals. Yes, the Pacers have been their bugaboo. But the Knicks have proven a ton more than Cleveland in the postseason. Does that mean that can't change in 26? Of course it can. Maybe they will learn the lessons of their embarrassing defeats. But that is the simplest way I can describe this. The Knicks have accomplished a lot more than the Cleveland Cavaliers in this 3-year run, the Brunson era versus the Mitchell era, right? It's the same time frame because they both moved that same offseason. I'll never forget it, right? You guys got Jalen. You were trying to get Donovan Mitchell. You didn't get Donovan Mitchell, mainly because Danny Ainge hates you, and so he sent them to Cleveland, right?
Yep.
So these two eras have started at the same time. And honestly, there's no debate. Cleveland can change the debate, but as of right now, not a debate.
Yeah, we beat them straight up, and either Philly or Boston, take your pick, is more significant and better wins as far as a series than anything Cleveland has
not
done.
Not even close.
It's not, hands down. And in enemy territory, by the way, in Philly, we were all there. And that game was not going their way by halftime, and they gutted that out. And that was not a bad Philly team. They have turned that way, but Embiid was still Embiid at that point.
Speaking of Cleveland, they are the Knicks' biggest rival in the Eastern Conference. We've talked a lot about them today. When we come back, we try to figure out, when will we ever hate them?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.